Okay, America Weekend with Ed Kalenge starts right now. It sounds the way it should. There is no misinterpreting the real sound and the actual sound. It is what it is. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll have this week's entertainment report with Christina Staffo, followed by prisoners in South Carolina, one of which was sentenced to 37 extra years in the pokey. Why? Because he posted on Facebook. He's not the only one. We'll have the story. And then some facts that sound so ridiculous, you'll think we made them up. Trouble is, we didn't make them up. They're actually true. Completely true. And you'll be shocked to hear them. And then, another Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about fat loss, followed by misleading food labels. You're trying to eat healthy. You're trying to do the right things. So you go into the supermarket and it says organic, natural. And you think, I'm eating healthy. And then you gain 20 pounds next week, and you'll wonder why. We'll have the story. We start things off this hour with, isn't it frustrating when you want to know what the temperature is in the morning, especially how cold it's been across the Northeast and the Northern Plains, and in certain parts of the country, it's been a very difficult winter. So they have this thing called the real feel, otherwise known as the wind chill. So we'll focus on the real feel. So I get up the other day, and I'm trying to decide how many layers I need because I'm advised to wear layers when it's cold. I don't know why. We all end up looking like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, but that's another story. So they tell me the temperature is 18 with a real feel of 4. Well, wait a minute. If 18 feels like 4, why don't we just call 18 4? Do you understand what I mean? I'm getting so confused. It's the temperature with the wind, so it really feels this way. So if 18 doesn't really feel like 18, if it feels like 4, why don't we just recalibrate everything? I am so confused at this point. So let's just make an extra cold day when it's 18-4. So can we introduce a new scale, please? These weather people are confusing me so much. Not to mention, they've been quite often wrong all through this winter season. Have you noticed? All right, I live in the New York City area, and they totally misforecast a blizzard about a month ago. We were supposed to get 24 to 35 inches of snow. You know what we got? A dusting. And a little west of that in New Jersey, hardly anything. So now they couch their predictions. Oh, the models say we could get some snow coming up in the next few days. Oh, we're checking the models. Check back with us later on. We will have the latest models run. Models? So what does that mean? So next time when you get it wrong, don't take it up with them. Write a very nasty email to Giselle Bundchen or Kate Moss or maybe Carol Alt if you're an older person. I don't know. It's very, very frustrating. And have you watched the Weather Channel lately? They've been doing it now for 2 years. When it first started, everyone jumped on board until they realized it was a Weather Channel created thing. They name winter storms. The Fury of Winter Storm Marcus. Neptune. Ophelia. Can't we just please name something Karen or Jim or Jane at this point? I guess we cannot. So we have names for these winter storms. Northeast Blizzard Marcus, a huge weather event. And there are people, there are older people that sit at home and they watch this and they get very upset. Go get your bread. Go get your milk. Go get some rock salt. Go buy 9 more shovels because you will need them. So it's been quite a winter for weather in terms of forecasting the weather, what they tell us temperatures are. I do not understand this. The real feel is 4, but it's 28 degrees outside. So then let's call 28-4, please, and just get it all over with, because I don't understand anymore. Are you frustrated this winter? Maybe you're sitting in the southern tier of the United States right now, where it's a lovely 72 degrees with bright sunshine, and you're thinking, ha-ha, that's why I moved here so many years ago. You had a good idea, and I'm tempted to follow you. This is America Weekend, really, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
His grit and determination epitomized the New York Knicks teams of the 1990s. His three-point shot in the 94 finals was inches away from giving the Knicks the championship. And he famously dunked in the face of none other than Michael Jordan.
Starks. Yes! What a move by Starks, who was able to sky to the basket.
So where is John Starks now? John is still part of the Knicks. Since 2004, he's been the team's alumni relations and fan development advisor, a role that continues his history of community involvement. The John Starks Foundation awards several academic college scholarships annually, and John published his autobiography, John Starks, My Life, in 2004.
John Starks, unconscious here in the fourth quarter.
John Starks, still scoring when it counts. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new scam out there designed to get your money when you are your most vulnerable. But you don't have to be a victim if you know the cheap trick and the social science of it. When a loved one passes away, a death notice hits the newspaper. Fake bill collectors read about your loss and see you as a very easy mark. They call, advise that your loved one owes a large debt which must be paid immediately. Chances are many will pay without questioning. What's the cheap psychological trick? No one thinks clearly during grief. We're overwhelmed. Our brains want to reduce as much conflict as possible, making things manageable. So we give in and pay the fake debt. What to do? If any bill collector calls during your hour of grief, don't pay. Refer them to someone with a level head. Has this happened to you? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.